Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thanks for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. You know, I've been in a good mood all week because the kids are back to school. It was really, really nice, you know, shipping both of them back to school. Just, you know, you just feel the calm. Okay, now they're the teacher's problems for the next 8 hours. I was pretty much a happy girl. And it's funny, you know, I mean, my kids are pretty, pretty lucky, thank God, because they're not bullied like when you and I went to school. I mean, when I went to school, oh my gosh. I mean, you know, getting home without getting cut was like a big triumph. You know, there'd always be a fight after school, and, you know, you got, I guess, was called every name possible. And, you know, the bullies were really, really bad back then. But I still love school. I mean, I love school because, you know, at home, you know, between my older sister and, you know, I was bullied anyway. So I'd rather be bullied at school where I could, you know, use some choice words than at home when I try to use some choice words, I get in trouble even more. So I loved school growing up no matter how much I got bullied. So it really, really makes me mad when I hear my kids go, oh, I don't want to go to school. Oh, no, how could you make me do this? I'm like, what are you talking about? You are so spoiled. And I mean, they had a good time. You know, they like to be around. What, do they really want to be around mom all day long? No. No, what they want is they want to be around a computer all day long, which, by the way, we are really setting this next generation up for failure if they have choices of just hanging out for hours in front of a computer game. I really hope you parents out there are limiting that. I need to do a better job. I mean, I tell them to go to bed, you know, at 10 o'clock at night, which to me I think is way past the bedtime, and they don't do it until they're done with their games. So I'm just as bad a parent as all of you guys probably are with letting your kids play video games. But what I'm really worried about is once these kids leave the house, And I know that's a fantasy, you know, for a lot of us. We're very, very excited. It's definitely a light at the end of the tunnel for many of us. But we got to stop and realize for a sec. Once the kids are out of the house, and let's say they go to college. God willing, they go to college. And you have a 7 a.m. class or a 7:30 class in college, okay? Do you really think these kids on their own are going to set their alarm, wake up, not go to their computer, not mess around with their game? Do you think they're really going to do that? My kids, no. I think they're going to want to play their games, or I think they're going to want to, like, you know, leave the class, or how do you exit out of a class? You cancel it, or you know, get your money back, whatever. And I'm a little nervous about that because, you know, computers are fun. My kids really like them. And so, you know, I worry that at the end of all this, they're going to go and, you know, just kind of goof off. But that's okay because I'll just move into their dorm room or move into their apartment with them and wake them up. I mean, I'm their mama. That's my job. Now, the difficult part about your kids going back to school is they're older. Okay, so now I have a kid who's a sophomore in high school. I know, break out the condoms. I am hoping. I don't think we're there yet. I hope not. I would have an absolute heart. But then again, I'll just go on the date with them and make sure nothing happens. Okay, he's my baby. I'm going to be on the date, all right? I'll sit there, and I will hold the popcorn in between both of them. That's what we'll do. But, you know, I got a sophomore and a seventh grader. Ooh, the seventh grader. I know. I'm like, yay, puberty. Ooh. But, you know, the older one, he's ready to get his driver's permit. I'm like, already? So any day now, I'm supposed to take the kid to get his driver's permit. I don't even think my own driver's license is up to date, but I got to get this kid his driver's permit, and then you get him his driver's permit, you got to teach him how to drive. I don't have time or even patience to do that. I let him drive around in a field once. I don't even know if that's legal if they don't have a permit, but I figured since it wasn't a legal road, we were probably good. And he did okay. I mean, I kept yelling at him, slow down, slow down, slow down. He's like, Mom, I'm going 2 miles an hour. I guess once he gets his permit this week, I need to drive him around. Now, Dad goes, no way, leave the driving to me. We all know how your mother drives, leave the driving to me. And I'm like, oh, hell no, I'm going to teach that boy how to drive. But, you know, he's already asking for a car. A car, I had to buy my own car. It was a Chevy Chevette I got for $1,800 with no air conditioning and two broken windows. And that was my car, and I didn't get that till I was 20, because that's the only time I could afford to do it, making $4 an hour at Jack in the Box. But he wants a car. You know, interesting, there's a survey out on, I guess, the most popular cars, and the Lexus ranked the highest in this year's survey, and then the bottom of the line was the Fiat. I don't think a lot of people are really liking the tiny cars, although I did have a Mini Cooper once, and that was awesome because you saved a lot of money on gas. So apparently the top brands this year is the Acura, the Lincoln, the Mercedes-Benz, the BMW, Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, Buick, and rounding off number 10 was Cadillac. Interesting how Cadillacs made a comeback. You even see these little Cadillac sporty coupe things out there. Then came Honda, Mazda, Volkswagen, Chevrolet, Ford, Volvo, Audi, GMC, Kia, and Infiniti. And then rounding out the bottom six are Dodge, a Mini. Really, the BMW Mini. They say all other brands, Jeep, Chrysler, Fiat. I have a Jeep. My husband and I both drive Jeeps. We just thought it would look cool. We went through a midlife crisis, and I thought, you know, me driving around in a Jeep, you know, with my dyed blonde hair, you know, and, you know, flowing in the wind. I thought, you know what? Let me have one last chance of guys looking at me going, there's a hot woman in a Jeep. Now, they don't say that. They go, there's a crazy, you know, middle-aged woman in a Jeep who really should be wearing a bra. Thank you. But, you know, at least I get, you know, I get some looks. Speaking of bra, I got my mammogram tomorrow. Lord have mercy. Oh, you'll hear about that. All right, we got a lot to talk about. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. 47 million people now have dementia. And we got 250 kids being tested for tuberculosis because an Alabama student went to school with tuberculosis. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Gotta tell you, I'm just a little bit off my game today. I was kind of feeling kind of crummy the last couple of days, and last night, I didn't really get a good sleep. I had some sort of it wasn't a nightmare, but it was just a real, real weird dream. Every now and then we interpret dreams on the show just because, I mean, why not? Okay? You know, you kind of wake up from a dream and you're like, what the heck did that mean? I think one of the reasons why I had a bad dream was I had not had a chance to see the prequel to The Walking Dead, I guess The Fear of the Walking Dead, I think that's what it's called. So I didn't have a chance to see it over the weekend when it played. So I watched the tape, the DVR, last night. And I watched it, and it was kind of long. They really did a lot of character development, and, you know, it's always hard to sit through the first couple episodes of character development when you really don't seem to care about the characters in the beginning. But, you know, I had to let it happen because otherwise, you know, I'm not going to care if anybody gets eaten by a zombie. So I guess you had to let it happen. And your body's smart. Your body's like, why should I go through a Legends of the Falls all over again? Where you see a character build up and then, you know, they kill him off. Why would I even do that? So your brain is going, don't watch it because they're all going to die. And I'm like, no, I'll watch it. But anyway, it was pretty good. Okay, so now I'm caught up with all of you. So those of you, you know, talking about Fear the Walking Dead, I'm there. Okay? And it was interesting because the main character was in House of Cards in Sons of Anarchy. She, I don't know what her name is. And then the ex-wife was from Orange is the New Black. So it's kind of nice to be able to recognize some of these people. So it was whatever. But anyway, I don't even know really what my dream was. All I know is I didn't sleep well. And the only thing I remember about my dream is I was the ER doc. And there was a patient that was basically the kid in the show Fear of the Walking Dead. And he was in some major trauma. And he was unconscious. And I had to order a drug screen on him and CT, chest, abdomen, and pelvis. Okay, because I wanted to know what happened in head. CT, head, chest, abdomen, and pelvis. And the nurse didn't want to let me do it. The nurse was giving me attitude. And the nurse looked like the sister of the kid. And I was new to, I guess, this ER because it was a new ER, right? So she didn't want to take my orders. And so I'm like, look, you know, I'm the doctor. I need this done, you know? I mean, I have to know where the bleed is. You know, he's stable. You know, let me. And she just wouldn't do it. And another doctor had to step in and tell her, look, just because Dr. Dahlia Wax is visiting, just listen to her. And so the nurse had to eat some crow. And it was very odd because I usually am scared of the nurses. And usually the nurses, you know, run the ER. When I was an ER doc, I'm like, you know, whatever you guys want to do, I'm fine with. I'll just follow your lead. So it was very odd for me to be yelling at the nurse, you know, because I usually don't. It was definitely when I was in the ER, you know, and nurses never really kind of contradicted your orders. You know, it was like, you know, we're going to do this, and we were all in agreement because there was really no, you know, no debate. Everybody agreed with what had to be done anyway. So I thought that was very, very odd. So then I wake up this morning going, well, what the hell does that mean? Okay. By the way, I was right, and the kid all of a sudden gets up and starts running around like he did on Walking Dead, and all of a sudden I wake up. So it was kind of a stupid dream. But, you know, it made you stop and wonder, okay, am I supposed to be having an argument with somebody that I haven't? Am I supposed to be more forceful and I'm not? So something is not going my way as quickly as it should because I'm not being more forceful? Or is it just I'm an idiot? You know, I just am thinking, you know, and dreaming stuff that really is just messing up my sleep and it has nothing to do with nothing. So I thought really quickly we would review what some things mean in dreams. Okay, I have my own interpretation, but Huffington Post has a real cute article here, 14 common dreams and symbols and why they're important. Okay, being chased. Sometimes I get this in my dream a lot. I'm just being chased by a bad guy. And he never gets me. The bad guy never gets me. Even though I'm exhausted and my muscles are hurting from running so much and dodging and jumping over cars and whatever, he never gets me. But apparently it is one of the most commonly reported dreams because the anxiety in the dream is so vivid, it makes us easier to remember them. Usually we remember bad dreams more than good dreams. Whatever kind of gets your heart rate up, you seem to remember more. They say the reason why these dreams do not come from the fear of being chased, but rather what we're running from. They say chase dreams help us understand that we may not be addressing something in our waking lives that require our attention. I agree with that. You know, like a lot of you guys are like running from my show, you know, so that would really make sense. Why you guys listen to my show before you go to sleep at night. Some of you guys listen late night to my show. Here's my problem. I really, you know, kind of hit everything head on in my life, so I don't think it's that. I just think I see a movie, and in the movie, it just comes and hits me later that night. I saw the movie Arachnophobia back in the 90s with spiders. I couldn't sleep for weeks. Why? Because of spiders. Water in the dream. They say water represents our emotions and our unconscious minds. The quality of the water provides insight into how effectively we're managing our emotions. Is the water nice and clear, crystal clear, or is the water cloudy? Is the water turbulent or is it calm? I don't really dream about water. I don't. Okay, vehicles. Sometimes you'll have a car, an airplane, a train, a ship, and they say that could reflect the direction our life is taking and how much control we have. So I guess if you dream about that, then you dream about, okay, well, do I have, you know, my act together or not? If you have people in your dream, I always have people in my dream. Okay? The people in the dreams can relate to characteristics that need to be developed. So I guess if you have a dream where somebody there is like a real witch in your dream, then maybe there's somebody in your life that you have to deal with who's a real witch. Or same thing with a guy that could be a real jerk to you in the dream. Maybe there's somebody in your life who's a real jerk and you want to stand up to him. All right, some of us dream about schools and classrooms. You know what's a recurring dream for me? I used to wait tables. And a recurring dream I have is I forget an order and a table is still waiting for their food. And I can't really do anything about it because I'm not allowed in the kitchen to cook the food. I'm only allowed to serve it. And I forget a table, so it's my fault, but I can't fix it. That's a dream I have. Another dream I have, which is going to scare you guys, is I have a dream that I never finished college, which means my medical school degree is null and void. I get that dream a lot, where I completely forgot to go to classes in college. And I guess I get this dream all the time, and I don't know what the hell that's about. Because I went to every class, and, you know, I got my degree. But why do I keep having that dream? So I don't know what that means. Maybe it's because I don't know. A lot of people dream about school. They say the lesson or test we face inside the school or classroom is frequently one we need to learn from our past. Paralysis. Oh, I hate that. I hate dreaming that I can't move. Okay? Apparently, paralysis prevents us from doing, I guess, certain things even in our dream. Like, sometimes I'll be chased and all of a sudden I get paralyzed and I don't understand why. So they say dreaming about paralysis frequently represents the overlap between REM stage and waking stage of sleep. Dreaming about paralysis can also indicate that the dreamer feels he or she lacks control. Some of us dream about death, okay? But they say it isn't death that you're fearing about, but that you need a change of, I guess, what you're doing in your life. Flying, some of us dream that we're flying. I never dream that we're flying, but I guess it's supposed to be a euphoric feeling. Maybe that you feel like you have more control. A lot of times we dream about falling. Falling, I guess, indicates the more of a calm rather than you dying. But you know what? Screw it. I'm just going to just do my thing and let, I guess, you know, life take its course. So it's supposed to be a calm feeling. I don't like it because in my dreams when I'm falling, I'm like, ah, nudity. This stinks. I hate being naked in my dream. And I'm sure the other dream mates are not liking it as well. But it's a sign of vulnerability, whether emotional or psychological. And so you feel like there's something about you that you don't want people to see. And I hate being naked in my dreams. Another thing I get in my dreams all the time is I have an accident with my period. I hate that. I don't understand why. So basically, I'll get a double whammy where I'm naked and I have my period in the middle of the dream. And I'm like in the middle of a mall. I don't get that. And it's like it totally messes up my sleep and I don't even know how to interpret it. Maybe it's because I'm worried about menopause. I don't know. Babies, sometimes you have babies in your dreams. That can mean something new. You know, you're excited about a new project or maybe you're pregnant. Food, sometimes we dream about food. Not sure why. Sometimes you dream about how sex, we've talked about sex, more of a control issue with sex. But fun nonetheless. Those are the nicer dreams. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak.
But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Scott, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Real quick, let me get to one of your medical questions. Damon writes, I just got a call from my doctor's nurse saying I have protein in the urine and I need to see a kidney doctor. Can you please explain to me a little more since the doctor's office didn't explain it? Anytime you have any question about your labs, I would really say to try to get back in with your medical provider so they could sit there in front of you and you know, with the labs in front of you and look at it. I don't have a way on my website for you to send me pictures of the labs, because I'd like to see it, because I'd like to see exactly how much we're talking about. But generally speaking, if you have protein in the urine, and sometimes you could tell by, when you, pee in the toilet, it's really bubbly, you know, and you kind of watch the bubbles as it goes. If that ever happens, that could be a sign that you have protein in the urine. And what that means is, if we go back to what your kidneys do, blood comes into the kidneys, and the kidneys have to filter and keep what they want. So, something like salts, something like vitamins, something like proteins, usually your bloodstream is going to want to get that back. So your kidneys are supposed to decide what it should keep in the bloodstream and what it should dump. Okay? So if you see something important like protein, and you'll have little elements of protein, okay? It's not that abnormal to have protein in the urine, but if you have more than you should, then that means something's wrong. Either your kidneys don't know how to maintain everything that the blood passes to it, you know, or maybe you have too much protein in the system and your kidneys are doing everything right. So either your kidneys are doing something wrong or your kidney is doing everything right. So, for example, many of you guys take in a lot of protein shakes and protein bars and supplements. And your kidneys are like, we don't need all this. This really isn't the most natural form, and the blood is letting me decide if I let this stuff go back into your bloodstream or not. And so I'll see a lot of weightlifters and a lot of teenagers and sports and stuff have, sometimes protein in the urine. And I go, just for poops and giggles, stop the protein bars or the protein shakes for a couple weeks, and let's see what happens to the urine, and the urine clears up nicely. So that's a way to tell that your kidneys are doing everything right. It's just, it's not the type of protein your body wants, and the kidneys are trying to dump it. Okay? So that's one option. Another possibility is you have protein that is getting in the way after the kidneys filtered the blood. So the blood went through the kidneys, it gets filtered, the kidney starts to make urine. As the urine is coming down the ureter, getting into the bladder, and then wanting to exit out your urethra, it mixes in with some protein along the way. Females and males will sometimes have sediments in their genitals that will have protein in them, okay? Right? Semen, discharge, whatever. Or even blood. Alright, has protein. So sometimes we will see a post-renal proteinuria, meaning you got the protein after everything went through the kidneys, and it doesn't have anything to do with the kidneys, it just got mixed in. Which is another sometimes issue with kids, especially young boys, where they'll have protein in the urine, and maybe it's just because they recently had, you know, some sediment there. See what I mean? Now, what about your kidneys not doing well? Well, protein, compared to other sorts of salts and other sorts of metabolites, protein is big. Protein is large. So if we see protein in the urine and you have high blood pressure or you have diabetes, to me that means you're having an issue with your filtering and your kidneys are not filtering as well as they should. So that's why seeing the protein makes us concerned that you are not having well-functioning kidneys. Now, you could have various stages of kidney disease. And so, if we could catch it early, we want to. I apologize, I'm starting to get some hiccups or burps or whatever. So, if you have, let's say, let's say you have stage one or two kidney disease, immediately your kidney doctor is going to make sure, A, that your blood pressure is in good control, B, your diabetes is in good control, C, you don't have high cholesterol. If you do, that gets in good control because cholesterol can mess with the kidneys. And your kidney doctor, no matter actually what stage you're in, is going to make sure you're not doing something that hurts the kidneys. So you taking outside sources of supplements could hurt the kidneys. A big thing that hurts the kidneys are your anti-inflammatories like Motrin, Aleve, that hurts the kidneys. So if you pop anti-inflammatories on a regular basis, that's going to hurt the kidneys. Sometimes certain diabetes medicines could bother the kidneys. So, you know, we look for anything that could be nephrotoxic, and we want to make sure you're well hydrated, and we want to make sure you have good blood pressure and good blood sugar and cholesterol control. So if they said you had protein in the urine, what I would probably recommend is ask them, I mean, was it that you had just urinated in a little cup and they looked at that sample and said, okay, you got to go and get that checked out? Or is it that they had you do a 24-hour urine where they collected your urine over a day where you had to go home? You have this big bin, big container, and you have to collect every time you have to pee, you collect it, and then you drop it off at the lab. Because I would suggest something like that would probably tell us a little bit more rather than a Polaroid snapshot of some urine in a cup. However, some of you completely light up that urine dipstick test like a Christmas tree. And when we see that, we're like, okay, that's this isn't good. You have an issue. And 24-hour urine or not, you have an issue with the kidneys. Let's just not waste any time. Get you right to the kidney doctor. But I got to tell you, a lot of the kidney doctors, they really like a 24-hour urine protein and creatinine clearance. So what I would suggest is if the kidney doctor can't get you in until October, then you may want to, in the meantime, have your doctor do that test so at least you got everything all ready to go. Maybe have a parathyroid test to make sure you have your diabetes looked at, etc. Now, many of you have also asked what the difference is between a nephrologist and a urologist. Basically, there's two types of kidney doctors, if you've noticed, okay? Some of you guys will be sent to a urologist, some of you will be sent to a nephrologist, and sometimes incorrectly. A nephrologist deals with the function. So if you have high protein in the urine, and we think it's a functional problem, there's holes in the filter, and you're losing protein when you shouldn't be, because your body needs protein, we'll send you to a nephrologist, a kidney function doctor. However, if we think you have an issue like a tumor, or if a tumor, or a post-renal mass that could be, causing protein or blood in the urine, or you have a prostate or bladder issue, something that may surgically need to be addressed, we get a urologist involved. The urologists don't deal with the function mostly. Mostly the urologists deal with, okay, there's a kidney stone, we're going to, you know, break up the kidney stone. Or you have a tumor or you have a chronic infection. We're going to take a look and see what's going on. But your nephrologist deals with function of it, okay? Even though both are very, very related, two separate doctors. It really frustrates people to have to go to two separate doctors. Same thing with thyroid. We've talked about this. Some of you guys will have a thyroid nodule. Some of you will be sent to an endocrinologist, a thyroid function doctor. Some of you will be sent to an ear, nose, and throat doctor. The ear, nose, and throat doctor is more involved with biopsying the lesion and possibly removing the thyroid if it's cancerous. Your endocrinologist is the one that deals with the function and deals with why you're making the nodules. So again, two different doctors working on the same organ, but different angles to it. Does that make sense? All right. So good. Great question. Good luck with that. Keep me posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, Turkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show, or 1-877-362-3254. So, nearly 47 million people, they say, now has dementia. 47 million. Health researchers say that they are, now this is globally, okay, up from 35 million back in 2009. They warn that without a medical breakthrough, the numbers are going to double every 20 years. This is a report issued on Tuesday. Researchers from Alzheimer's Disease International say about 58% of all people with dementia live in developing countries, and that by 2050, nearly half of all of those with the disease will live in Asia. Numbers are expected to rise with aging populations and as more cases are identified. Experts estimate that the cost of treating dementia could jump to $1 trillion in just 3 years and called for governments to adopt legislation to ensure better treatment for people with the disease. Right now, no known cure for dementia. And this scares a lot of us. We are trying so hard to avoid cancer and heart disease and car accidents only to, as we get older, be at risk for dementia. It scares a lot of us. Not that everybody, you know, gets dementia, but it's still, it's a big, big concern. And many of us falsely accuse each other of having dementia. Okay, we have some brain farts, we forget things. Like my husband the other day, we're driving, and I don't understand. I mean, we've driven to this place over and over and over again, and he's about to miss the turnoff. I'm sitting there yelling, no, you turn off here, what the hell's going on? Am I nice about it? Am I supportive about it? No. I look at him like he's whack, and I basically make fun of him, going, look, I don't even know how you drive to work in the morning without me. And obviously he does. I mean, it just, I don't understand. Maybe I was a distraction. Who knows? I am very sexy. So, So, what are some warning signs of Alzheimer's? Now, Alzheimer's is a type of dementia, okay? One of the most common types. Dementia basically is lack of brain function due to a variety of reasons. Lack of blood flow, toxicity, but it's, dementia is more of a chronic process that causes you to lose your cognitive function. And it kind of connotes a non-reversible state as opposed to delirious. If somebody's delirious, like they come into the ER and they had been, let's say, intoxicated or on drugs, and they aren't thinking clearly, they could be in a state of delirium. That is a more acute, reversible process. Well, we hope it to be reversible. Hopefully, they get in and see one of us. So what are some 10 warning signs? Well, one of the first ones is memory loss. A lot of us have memory loss, but it starts to disrupt daily life. So you're starting to forget things that you really wouldn't forget, like forget to take your medicine or forget your keys or forget that a child is in the car, okay? Now, some of these things are typical. Like if you forget a name or an appointment, okay, that happens. Those are typical age-related things, And then you'll remember later going, oh, that's right, I was supposed to go and get my mammogram done. But when you are really? I even made that appointment? Like it never even got put to memory. That gets to be concerning. Another sign is if you have any challenge in planning or solving problems. So let's say there's a recipe, and it's a pretty familiar recipe, and all of a sudden mom can't do it anymore. Grandma can't make the cookies that she's made for 40 years. Something could be up, okay? Or you're trying to keep track of monthly bills. You're basically reconciling your bank account. All of a sudden it's impossible or you're way off. That could be an issue, okay? Now, an age-related typical change, according to Alzheimer's.org, you know, maybe making some errors when you balance your checkbook once in a blue moon. That's fine. A lot of us do. We forget to carry the one. I always forget to carry the one. All right? It happens. You know, just completely not being able to do it is an issue. They say difficulty completing familiar tasks at home, at work, or at leisure. So you're driving to a familiar location, you're driving to your son's house, and you get lost. All right? That's an issue. Or you're playing Monopoly, and you, rather than passing go, you decide to go back a couple steps and land on Park Place when you know you're not supposed to do that. Those kinds of things. Okay? Confusion with time or place. So they say sometimes you can have trouble understanding something if it's not happening immediately, and they may forget where they are or how they got there. That's really concerning. Okay? You know, if you're, let's say, at a store and somebody comes up to you going, "I'm sorry, I'm lost," that could be dementia. Okay? Be nice to them, but get them some help. Get them a security guard or whatever who can make sure they, you know, call somebody. By the way, if you do have a loved one that you think is going through any sort of dementia, make sure they have something on their person that could get security or a police officer to call you. Whether it's a necklace, an ID bracelet, something like that. I would probably recommend one of these ID bracelets because they're very difficult to take off. See, sometimes they could very easily rip off a necklace, or they could empty out their pockets or take off their clothes. But if it's an ID bracelet that has a clasp that's kind of difficult to take off, I would probably recommend that. Okay? Sometimes they'll have trouble understanding visual images and spatial relationships. So they may not be able to judge distance and hit the car in front of them. That's not good. They may have trouble with color, contrast, etc. They may have problems with words and speaking or writing. Sometimes there's something called Broca's aphasia, where you want the word to come out and it just won't come out. You know, these things may happen. Or they have trouble with vocabulary. Sometimes they will forget what a watch is, but they'll call it like a hand clock. And you're like, well, that's kind of odd. Why would they use that? That could be an early sign. They can't find the right word. Misplacing things, those seem to happen a lot, all right? And then losing the ability to retrace steps. Again, sometimes they'll forget, how did I get here? So you tell them, well, retrace your steps. They're like, I don't remember. With Alzheimer's, you start to lose short-term memory. So as you lose short-term memory, you'll remember things as a child. You'll remember things way, way back. You'll remember a loved one that might be deceased, etc. Actually, I think the loved one is still around, but your short-term memory starts to go. You could have poor judgment. You may notice Grandpa is giving your two-month-old some beer, okay? That's an issue. Or they may be on the phone with the telemarketer and start giving away their credit card information. You got to be careful with that. They also may have some issues with grooming. So you'll notice that they aren't shaving, they aren't, brushing their teeth, that kind of thing. A lot of times they'll withdraw. They'll start to be a little scared. So they won't really be doing the hobbies or the projects that they used to do. They may not be as social because they don't want to mess up. They don't want to make a mistake. They're also a little nervous about where they would end up. Now, yeah, a lot of us may not want to go to work or may not want to hang out with certain people. That happens. But, yeah. And then changes in mood and personality. Okay? Sometimes all of a sudden they'll just get nasty, or they'll get depressed, or they'll be anxious because, again, they're frustrated. Okay? Things that they used to be able to do, they could do, and they don't understand why the changes are going on. So do not, you know, I hear of a lot of people where they'll say, you know, gosh, you know, Grandma doesn't like me anymore. What did I do? It has nothing to do with that. Still love your grandma. It's probably dementia setting in where she's starting to be nasty. Even though a lot of grandparents, like Bad Grandpa. You guys remember Bad Grandpa? Oh, my gosh, that movie was hilarious. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
We the
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.